Since WBGO's inception, midday jazz host Rhonda Hamilton has been at the radio station, a key part to WBGO's success over the last 40 years. Rhonda, thanks for taking the time to join us on the WBGO Journal.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Hank.
Do you remember what your first day was like on the job here at WBGO?
Well, I can't say I have an exact memory of that first day. I do have a vague memory of walking through the door. And as you may know, when we first started here, we weren't on this first level. We actually had to go upstairs because this business was some kind of office business. And so our studios weren't technically radio studios. We had to kind of improvise in that regard. But I do remember walking through the door and walking up the stairs and seeing everybody, Bob Ottenoff, who was the man who really started this station, our first general manager, and meeting Al Pryor. His office was down the hall. And walking into the studio and just being excited about the opportunity to play the music that I love on the air in my area where I grew up, you know, because I'm from New York originally. And I started radio in Boston when I was going to school at Boston University. But it was great to be back in the New York, New Jersey area and being able to share this music.
Was it WBGO and the opportunity that brought you back here?
Yes, definitely. I was looking for an opportunity to get out of Boston. I didn't want to stay in that city. And, you know, it's the kind of thing you go to school there, you want to move on. And I did want to be back in the New York area. So this was a great opportunity to make that dream come true.
Over the years, WBGO has probably opened up a lot of life-changing opportunities. In what ways has this job been rewarding?
Oh, it's been rewarding in so many ways. I've got the opportunity to meet so many artists, you know, people who create this music. When we started in 1979, many of the giants of jazz were still with us. You know, so we had the opportunity to have them on the air and speak to them in person and get to, you know, present them in many ways. Also, WBGO has given me the opportunity to travel a lot. You know, I've been to Brazil. We just came back from South Africa. This is my third time in South Africa. I had the opportunity to go to Cuba. And so it's been great in that regard, in, you know, exposing me to different cultures and, you know, having the opportunity to meet people all over the world and find that we have this love of this music in common. You know, this music touches so many people. I've been all over Europe. And that's one thing that brings us all together.
What is it specifically about this music, jazz, that has kept you so dedicated over all these years?
Well, it's just a love of the music. I grew up hearing it in the home, and I've just always loved it. Even before I knew what the term jazz was, I remember when I was in high school, going up and down the radio dial, trying to find the music that I wanted to listen to. And I had some kind of vague sound in my head. And when I found it on the radio, it turned out that it was a jazz radio station. And I used to listen to the radio every evening when I was home doing my homework until, you know, they signed off at midnight. So it's just something that I've always loved, this music. It's something that speaks to my soul. And I think, as I said, brings people together all over the world, because it's a music that does have to come from the soul, that comes from the spirit. You know, there's nothing artificial about this music, and it's open to so many different influences. So no matter your culture, you can bring that personal experience to jazz and express yourself.
Was there a moment in time when you realized WBGO's importance and role as one of the world's most listened to jazz radio stations?
Well, I think the first time we realized the impact we were having was the very first on-air fundraiser we did, because that was the test. Were there people out there listening? And were they appreciating what we were doing enough to support it financially? And I'll never forget that first fund drive. It was 4 days long, and in that 4 days, we raised $25,000. And that doesn't sound like a lot of money now, but in 4 days to raise $25,000 back in 1979, that was a big deal. And then, of course, which everybody refers to often when people are making pledges to WBGO, a lot of folks remember 1980 when WRVR went off the air. And a lot of people came to WBGO. That was the day that we went 24 hours, and we got an outpouring of support and people calling us and saying, you know, thank goodness that you are there.
The mission of the radio station, you know, new artists are emerging, sounds are changing, but really the mission remains the same.
Oh, yes, I think so. That is our mission, to present this music and present it in a way that hopefully we are presenting many aspects of the music, the new artists as well as the artists of the past and the great innovators of this music who have inspired so many generations. That's what we're here to do, to make sure that people have the opportunity to hear this great art form in all of its wonderful varieties and eras and styles. That will always remain our mission.
Anybody who knows Rhonda Hamilton for too long knows you love golf.
Oh, yeah. That's my other love.
Do you imagine a day where you're off the air and hanging on the golf course permanently?
Well, I don't know about hanging on the golf course permanently. I can imagine not being on the air at one point. I'd always like to, you know, have some connection with the music and presenting the music in some way. And even though, you know, I love golf, that's not something that I would, you know, want to do every single day. But it's a great outlet. And I enjoy it, especially because being on the radio, it's a solitary life in many ways. You know, you're on the air by yourself and you're inside by yourself, you know, for hours at a time. Just like what we're doing right now, we're still in a studio. You know, I'm not on the air doing my show, but I'm still inside in a studio with no windows. And that's one of the things that I really appreciate about playing golf. It's a chance to get out in the open, be outside. You always meet great people. And so that's why on the weekends, you know, if I have the opportunity, I love to do that.
Is there anything in particular you listen to before you hit the course?
No, I'll be listening to WBGO on the way to the course. I'll listen to Felix Hernandez when I'm on the way on a Saturday or, you know, on Sunday. I listen to jazz a lot, and I enjoy other forms of music. But, you know, most often, that's where I am. WBGO, number one on my radio dial.
WBGO's midday jazz host, Rhonda Hamilton, cheers to the radio station's next 40 years. And thanks for joining us on the WBGO Journal.
Thanks, Anne.